Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
16 House Democrats vowed today they will not vote for Nancy Pelosi for House Speaker when their party takes control of the House in January. Politico congressional reporter Heather Cagle joins us. And Heather, nice to be with you. Why are these 16 Democrats anti-Pelosi?
I think nice to be with you. First of all, I think the big issue for them is that she's been the leader of their caucus for 16 years. And they say, you know what? 16 years is a long time. Thank you for your service. But let's get some fresh blood up in there at the top.
Could there be more than these 16 who have pledged to vote against her?
Well, you know, that's a great question. So of the 16, four are members elect. Their incoming freshmen. One of them is still in a race that's uncalled against a Republican incumbent named Mia Love, and the race is actually trending back towards her. So technically right now it's 15, and then there is a handful, like 4 to 5 other incoming freshmen who did not sign the letter, but have in some way pledged to vote against Pelosi on the floor. And so if you put those together, you have about 20. And as of right now, she can only lose 15 votes on the floor and be speaker.
And who could challenge Pelosi for the job?
Well, she hasn't had a challenger so far. There is one congresswoman. Her name is Marcia Fudge. She's from Ohio, who has toyed with the idea of challenging Pelosi. She actually met with Leader Pelosi in her office last week on Friday, I believe, and came out and she said, you know, I haven't made a decision yet on whether I'm going to run against her or not. I'm not going to make that decision until after Thanksgiving. So we do have a little bit of time to wait. I will note that Congresswoman Fudge was on this letter originally, the draft version, but when the final version came out and was released to the public today, her name was not on there.
Okay, the plot thickens, yeah. Heather, thanks for the update. That's Heather Cagle at Politico.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.